You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Divisional previews here on Drive Time Sports. We talked AFC West during the last segment. We're going to knock out two divisions each week over the next 5 weeks for those who love football talk and you just don't get it right now. We'll talk NFC West. And it appears that the NFC West, much different scenario than, say, the AFC West. You can make an argument for the AFC West being the best division in football, or at least one of them. That's not the case in the NFC West. And we'll start with the San Francisco 49ers. They appear to be the team to beat once again. And as you and I were talking about during the last break, when you take a look at the level of talented football players with on this roster, rightfully so. You have the coach in Kyle Shanahan. You have the weapons offensively. Only thing that maybe you have to be aware of if you're the 49ers, what is this, 3 straight years with a new defensive coordinator? Eventually, that does take its toll.
Yeah, there's some continuity issues that you're always worried about. You know, Steve Wilks is a veteran. He's been around.
Yeah.
So you would think they'd be okay.
He thought he was going to get a head job, by the way. He nearly got a head coaching job.
He was an interim. He was an interim, and then he was a finalist.
Yeah.
That job almost was his. There's some real monsters on this team, though, right?
Oh,
you got
buddy.
Bosa and Fred Warner and, you know, Ayuk and Debo and Kittle and McCaffrey. I would say, too, you know, in a normal situation, Shanahan's seat should be pretty hot. Now, I know they signed a contract together, him and Lynch. There's been a lot put into that.
But yep.
There's been a lot up and down in his tenure. Now, granted, injuries at quarterback have killed him.
Yes, they have.
So now there's three guys that have started NFL football games on the roster, right? You have Purdy, Darnold, and Trey Lance. You gave the farm for Lance.
Yeah, which
so
I think...
So this is going to be very interesting. Do I think they're the cream of the division? Absolutely.
Yes, but it's based off of the fact that Seattle will be improved, but Seattle's not on that level. The Rams are in a rebuilding phase, and Arizona's terrible.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they're the cream of the crop in that division. Now,
yeah, and it's a bad division. That might help.
It's not good.
But, you know, with great quarterback play, this is a team that can have home field advantage because of how bad that division is.
But don't you get the sense, when you look at the 49ers, that of all the great play callers, because if I have to pinpoint the top three or four best play-calling head coaches in the NFL, Shanahan is in that top three or four. I think he has to constantly mask the deficiencies of his quarterback. And you gave up the farm to get Lance, and I don't believe he's the guy. I don't. I don't care if he's healthy or not. I don't think he is the guy. I kind of want to see Kyle Shanahan with an established quarterback that can play Kyle Shanahan-type football, and we haven't seen that during his time in San Francisco.
We haven't. You know, when Garoppolo's healthy, they won a lot of football games.
They did.
Let's be honest. They won a lot
of
football games.
I think 71% of the games that he started, they won.
They won a lot of football games. So that's what he's looking for. You know, a quarterback-friendly offense. Just don't screw it up. And I think that's why they went from the ceiling of Lance, who physically is so much better than 90% of NFL quarterbacks, to Brock Purdy, who you look at and think, he looks like the kicker. Yeah, let's be honest, right? You're looking at him like, wait a minute, that guy's a quarterback?
And he's got a pretty significant injury, by the way.
Yeah. He wasn't able to throw a football for like 7 months.
Right.
Right? Okay,
right.
So there's a lot going on here. Do I like Sam Darnold as a backup quarterback? Absolutely. Purdy's not healthy. What do you do? So this is interesting. I think if they get competent quarterback playing with you, 71% of the wins, I think that's where they're at. This team with good quarterback play, Jordan, honestly, let's be honest, as bad as this division is, they could have home field advantage.
This team with good quarterback play could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. They could have home field advantage.
Yes.
So health matters. You know, Kittle's always hurt. It seems so. Debo's banged up. There's always been something. If they're all healthy, you got to look at this team and think, okay, this is the favorite in the NFC. If Brock Purdy's healthy and he starts game one, you're thinking, okay, this might be the favorite in the NFC.
Could be.
Could be.
It's not a great conference, and I know we'll touch on that throughout the next few weeks when we continue to preview, and you'll see it's not a great conference. The NFC is fairly weak.
Yeah, it's really not good. So let's talk about the Cardinals. Let's make it quick because they're bad.
Oy.
Yeah, first-year head coach, first-year GM. This is a rebuilding year.
Yep.
Murray's hurt.
Yep.
So, I mean, they'll be lucky to win 4 games.
Yeah, I think this is the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, they're going to be bad. From at this point, if you're a Cardinals fan, you're looking for positive progress between game 1 and 17. That's all you're looking for.
Yeah, because when you made the deal draft day, remember, they have their first-round pick and they have Houston's first-round pick next season.
Yeah.
So when they make that trade, they were punting this season. And you know what sucks about that if you're a Cardinal fan? You wrapped up Kyler Murray long-term, and you wrap up a quarterback and give him big money, you're not supposed to be punting seasons.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be. And I think this is, with a new coach, I think this is not going to end well. I think in a couple years, Murray's a backup quarterback in the NFL.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And then you move on to a team that right now, we were talking off the air, your Rams, we don't know. I mean, with the healthy Stafford and Kupp, they're going to be a tough out.
It's not a terrible team. It's not the elite team. We were talking about teams that had 5-6 year windows. The Rams were one of those teams. They had a 5-year window.
That was incredible.
They went to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years. It's not easy to do. But it's a, I don't want to say a rebuild, it's a reset. And this is a team that's going to have $50+ million in money next season, which is kind of scary, right? With a lot of young guys. But you go back to the quarterback coach combo. There's not many better than McVay and Stafford in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to be a tough out. And let's talk about all pro players. You have one of the greatest defensive tackles that ever lived.
Yep.
You have a guy that has Hall of Fame numbers at quarterback.
Yep.
And you have one of the top three, top four, top five wideouts in the NFL.
Yep.
So there's a lot to like here.
Yep.
So great coach, great scheme. I think they score a lot of points with a healthy Stafford. I think they're a tough out. My guess is... Eight to nine wins.
Yeah, 8-9. I think
we're going to see some December football where a lot of these young defensive backs is one area where a lot of young players are going to play. By the end of the year, these guys might be playing some pretty good football, and you're thinking, hey, we can reset our window now because we still have a quarterback, and these young guys have improved.
If Stafford can stay healthy.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy. Aaron Donald in the middle. Look, the Aaron Donald effect is such a real thing. We have seen, and look, we will see it. Guys like Leonard Floyd got paid based off of the Aaron Donald model.
Yeah.
Von Miller got a massive deal late in his career because of the Aaron Donald model. So I'm curious to see what a young group looks like around the Rams. I think Vegas has their over-under set at 6.5, and I would take the over on that.
Take the over. Yep, I'm going to take the over with you.
But I do believe the Rams might be a step behind Seattle.
I agree with you, and I was just going to say, let's segue into, I think they're the most interesting team in the division right now.
And they had a fantastic draft.
I love the draft, yep. Right? And we love the, you know, even if you're not a Pete Carroll guy, I know you're not a Pete Carroll guy, but that enthusiasm, he loves them young players, and he loves developing young players. And this football team at the end of that last year, you're thinking, look at all these young guys flying around.
Yeah,
they were fun to watch.
Yep.
Now, does Geno Smith keep it going?
That's the one thing, when I say that the Seahawks are a step above the Rams, I say just a step, even though you would say, well, look, they beat the Rams twice last year, they were overwhelmingly better than the Rams, yes. But I have more faith in Sean McVay and Matt Stafford than I do in Geno Smith and Pete Carroll now.
Then you should.
I do.
You should. You have the proof for it. I mean, I really like this football team, though, and I love this model getting back to, hey, everyone's zigging, we're going to zag. Let's get a little bigger. Let's get a little stronger. Let's run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get real physical and defensive with their defensive backs. Get real physical, play some man coverage. Let's not sit back in zone. Let's get after it. And I like their model. I thought Chenna Nwosu stepped up last year. Love the Witherspoon kid coming on and playing the second corner.
Oh, yeah.
Tariq Woolen was incredible last year.
So you can, and one thing that we know when you look at what Pete Carroll is good at ball-hawking defensive backs,
Yeah.
You have two youthful guys at defensive back that are going to be around for a while. I think everybody loved the Witherspoon pick.
Oh, great.
Everybody
pick.
Loved it.
Yeah, great pick. Love that defense, way it's going. And Jamal Adams comes back. Was Jamal Adams worth two ones? No. But is Jamal Adams a good football player?
Yes.
You bet he is.
Yeah.
And you can get creative with a guy like that. Hey, maybe he's your nickel linebacker. Uh-huh. You don't have to play strong safety anymore.
Yep.
But I like Jamal Adams covering running backs and tight ends.
Plus, you bring back Bobby Wagner, who was one of the top-rated linebackers in the league last
year. Absolutely. He can still play.
He can.
And the calming presence on the youngsters, right?
Yeah.
With Jamal Adams and Bobby Wagner in there, you got Chenna Nwosu, you got the young cornerbacks. You're looking around going, hey, I really like this football team.
They brought in Julian Love as well. They're stacked in the secondary.
Yeah, they're stacked.
Yeah, they are.
So, you know, Metcalf can play. So if Geno plays good football like Geno has played last year, you're looking at this team, you're thinking, okay, they win 10 games, they make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're the second best team in this division. I'm just not nearly as... let me put it this way. If Seattle took a step back because of offensive production, and I know they went out, they got Charbonnet in the second round of the draft, right? You can tie him with Walker.
Walker, who we loved last year. Oh, Walker was awesome.
And they're doing everything they can to alleviate some of the pressure from Geno because, you know, Geno is what he is at this stage.
Yeah.
He is. He played good football last year, but I also believe... We were talking about divisions, Vinny. The Rams, the Cardinals were bad last year.
Yes.
And they took advantage of that. They went 4-2 in the division. You know who they couldn't beat? The 49ers. They couldn't beat them.
And we liked the Ohio State kid. They drafted the Ohio State kid.
Yep. They did very well.
With him, Lockett, and Metcalf, you're looking around going, Geno, you got weapons, dude.
Yep.
Because you can play action all you want. With Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet, you're going, hey, man, you know you can run the football.
How many draft analysts had Witherspoon the number one defensive back, and how many had Jackson Smith Najiba as the number one wide receiver?
A lot.
Many of them. They
landed both of them, so they did well. They did well turning that team over from Russell Wilson. They improved without him.
Yeah, they did.
Their record improved. Their locker room improved. Yep. And then they've improved themselves again with these draft picks. Really like what they did. I think they're going to be the most dangerous. What's the word here? Not dangerous. The most pesky team in the NFC. And what I mean by that is they're going to ruin someone's season.
Okay, so over-under win totals have been set. San Francisco, 10.5 over-under.
Over.
Seattle, over-under, 8.5.
Over.
The Rams, 6.5.
Over.
The Cardinals, 4.5.
Under.
I can't disagree with you on any of them. The Cardinals to me are not getting to 5 wins. You take the under. Is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they.
John, do you know who the quarterback's going to be?
No. No.
I'm off the top of our head. We watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
We follow a lot of football. We read a lot of articles, me and you. I can't tell you right now off the top of my head. I'm thinking, who is going to be the quarterback week one for the Cardinals?
I don't think the Cardinals know who the quarterback is going to be come week one. They have problems. To me, this is the worst team in football. It really
real
is.
Real close. This is a full rebuild.
This is a 3-win team. I'm going to take the under. Rams over 6.5. Yeah, again, quarterback coach combo. It's worth 7 wins. Seattle 8.5. A half game. I want to say yes because I think they had the best offseason, but there is a lot of youth. Yeah, I'm going to take the over, and I'll take the over on San Francisco. I think 3 out of those 4 go over the under. Arizona doesn't win a division game.
I'd be shocked if they did.
Yeah.
Especially with Murray on one leg. You know, that's his game. He's only really dangerous when he's running around schoolyard football, and I think those days are coming to an end for him. So
it's amazing that 2 years ago, this team had the best record in the NFL 12 games into the season. Remember?
Man.
This is 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. And we were thinking to ourselves, this isn't happening. This isn't real. This is fool's gold.
I remember that.
We were talking about this. Yep. Is fool's gold. They're not that good.
Yep.
And it's been a precipitous fall since then.
nobody in this studio really believed in it. And I know that we had some Cardinal fans that weren't as happy with it. Colt McCoy's the quarterback, by the way. It's got to be Colt McCoy, right?
Oh, man. Yeah.
If it's not Murray, it's got to be Colt McCoy, he played okay last
year.
Yeah,
okay. Colt McCoy.
But still, this is a team
that's not going to be good enough.
They don't get to 5 wins, no. Vinny, next week, what 2 divisions are we going to talk about?
I guess we can go, we did West, we'll go East.
Okay, AFC and NFC East. That's what we're going to talk about next week on Football Tuesday. Great to get Vinny back in the studio. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You betcha. Always good to talk to you.
It's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. NASCAR Live is coming up next. Be safe. We are out.